In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Two meaty passages to preach on this morning. But this morning's gospel contains one of those best-known verses in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. You see that verse on car stickers, wall hangings, bookmarks, mugs. It's become something of a summary of the faith. And yet sometimes when I see it, it makes me cringe. It makes me a little bit anxious, because I fear that it can be used to exclude as much as it can be used to proclaim God's great love. So this morning, within the context of the rest of that John passage, and also the passage from Ephesians, I would like to try and unpack it a little bit as we explore what it means when we quote John 3:16. So we begin with those words, God so loved the world. It's helpful to remember that elsewhere in John's gospel, the world is not a phrase that is shone in a favourable light. In John 15, for example, Jesus says, if the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. And in John 14, he says, this is the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. The world seems to be separate from the people of faith who follow Jesus. Often the phrase is used to describe human communities that are resistant to God and hostile to Jesus and to his followers. The world is a negative thing. And yet, as we heard in the Ephesians reading this morning, God's love is for everyone. Out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses. So God's love is not just for believers, for those who follow him. God's love is for everyone. We're all in the same boat. We're all in the world. And so too here, the world is used in a holistic sense. The Greek word is the word cosmos. Thus it implies more than just people. This is the whole of creation. For God so loved the cosmos. It shows us that God's love is holistic in that not only does God love the whole of creation, the whole cosmos, but that includes those who reject and resist God as well. So that's that first bit, God so loved the world. And now I'd like to just skip to the end bit of the verse, may have eternal life. Eternal life is a phrase which comes up 18 times in John's Gospel, whilst we find it in few other places in the Bible. And it's a much misunderstood phrase, which is interesting because it is somewhat the climax of that most famous Bible verse. This may blow your mind, I don't know. When John speaks of eternal life, many scholars agree that he is not speaking about living forever in some sort of heavenly disembodied existence. This is not about life after death, a platonic immortality, as Tom Wright describes it. No, in fact, what John is writing about is what might just as well be described as a new age or a new creation. There was a common belief that the current age in which humanity is living, with its violence, injustice, inequality, etc., would pass away, and that a new age of justice and peace would come. Well, Jesus' message is that this new age is starting with him. It is a now and not yet reality. As Tom Wright says, the new creation is happening in the here and now, whilst the old creation is rumbling on. Perhaps this sounds familiar. It's what the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, call the kingdom of God. Richard Beck explains John's use of eternal life helpfully, I think, when he says, when we hear the word eternal, we tend to think of a horizontal line, with heaven in the future and that line going on forever. Eternal sounds like a very long time. Beck instead suggests that we think of a vertical line, for John's cosmology is vertical. We find in John's gospel that heaven is come down to earth. So that eternal life is not so much about a future life, an everlasting life. Rather, it is about a heavenly way of life in the here and now. It's about quality rather than quantity, which I think is a helpful way to look at it. Now, don't panic this morning. I'm not proclaiming there is no heaven. Quite the contrary, in fact. What I'm saying is that heaven starts now. And when we talk about eternal life, it includes now. And it's not controversial. We pray it every week. Your kingdom come on earth as in heaven. So then, in John 3:16, if we jump to the middle, so that everyone who believes in him, we may perhaps have a broader sense of what it means to believe in Jesus. According to John, this is not about proclaiming certain words of faith. It's not even about getting baptized and then you're in. It's about recognizing Jesus' transforming work, his bringing heaven to earth and getting involved. It's about responding to his words about the coming kingdom and working with him. It's about embracing this heavenly reality, your kingdom come on earth as in heaven. And I think this helps us a little with the verses that follow in that John passage when he says, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already. And my take on that would be, if we don't accept Jesus' coming kingdom of peace and justice and righteousness, then we condemn ourselves to live by the broken systems of the world. Instead, let us be working together towards God's kingdom of mercy and love and justice. Verse 19 of that John passage reads, "The light has come into the world, and the people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." How often do we continue to immerse ourselves in the broken ways of the world, benefiting from the injustice which beats down the poor and the oppressed? We are called to be people of the kingdom, people of eternal life, by embracing God's ways and working towards this new kingdom of justice and mercy and peace. We are, as we heard in Ephesians, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We have been made new, and now we are called to live out good lives of faith and works for God. Not to earn this kingdom and eternal life, but to help build it, empowered by God, who loves the world so much. Amen.